Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I'm looking at an article emailed to me by one of our faithful listeners entitled Air Force Cracking Down on Christians. It's found on foxnews.com, 2013-9-6, Air Force Cracking Down on Christians. Todd Starnes is our author. A 19-year Air Force relieved of his duties because he disagreed with his openly gay commander over gay marriage is now facing a formal investigation. Master Sergeant Philip Monk found himself at odds with his Lackland Air Force Base commander after he objected to her plans to severely punish an instructor who had expressed religious objections to homosexuality. During the conversation, his commander ordered him to share views on homosexuality. I was relieved of my position because I don't agree with my commander's position on gay marriage, he told me. We've told that if you publicly say that homosexuality is wrong, you're in violation of Air Force policy. Now, we don't know who's telling who, so it's very difficult in this article. And I want to bring this to the listener's attention so that we can see if there are others out there in the sermon audio listening audience who email me, P-A-S-T-O-R, at BBC, and then the at symbol, gmail.com, to confirm or deny similar occurrence at your Air Force base. In one of his first meetings with Monk, the commander expressed concern about the chaplain who would deliver the benediction at her promotion ceremony. She wanted a chaplain, but objected to one particular chaplain that she called a bigot because he preached that homosexuality is a sin. And therein lies the issue, folks, and that is the direction we're going as a nation. If you, in fact, take a stand that homosexuality is wrong, then you are going you're going to be labeled as a bigot by many. The fact is, the reality is, we are not allowed to have an opinion other than embracing homosexuality as good and proper and on par with heterosexual activities. After he was relieved of his duties, the Liberty Institute filed a religious discrimination complaint on his behalf. Last week, Monk was supposed to meet with an Air Force investigator tasked with gathering facts about the complaint, but when he arrived, Monk was immediately read his Miranda rights and accused of providing false statements in a conversation Monk had with me. Monk says, immediately got the sense that this was retaliation against me for coming forward with my religious discrimination complaint, he said. The accusations against Monk are a court-martial offense in the Air Force, and it's quite possible that the 19-year-old veteran with a spotless record could be booted out of the military because of beliefs. We certainly pray that will not happen. We pray that that's an exaggeration in the article. And he's not the only Christian at Lackland Air Force Base facing Courtney Monk's pastor. Steve Branson is the pastor of Village Parkway Baptist Church, about 5 miles from the Air Force Base. He tells me that as many as a half a dozen of his church members are currently facing persecution on the base for their religious base beliefs. That is just the tip of the iceberg, the pastor tells me. Anyone who doesn't hold to the right view on homosexuality is having a very difficult time. Branson said the colonel is not even allowed to voice an opinion on the matter over fears it might cost him his job. Another airman has been brought up on charges 8 times. Christians are under attack, the pastor warned, and Lackland Air Force Base seems to be ground zero. I'm raising the warning, the pastor. It's not a good situation out here. It is not to fight these kind of battles. Christians are having to walk so carefully. I hear it every Sunday at church. Hiram Sasser of the Liberty Institute is representing Monk in his battle with the Air Force. He said he's disturbed at what's happening in Lackland. Lackland has been having some extensive problems. There must be some sort of systematic problem in the Air Force. It's leading Christians not to feel welcome, Sasser said. He was repulsed by the way the military treated Monk. Miranda rights read to them like they did to Sergeant Monk simply because He's complaining about being mistreated and being discriminated against. This kind of retaliation in your record deserves better treatment. We want to make sure we right all the wrongs and keep anyone from retaliating against Sergeant Monk, he said. Pastor Branson told me Monk is an outstanding member of the congregation, one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. He lost his job because of what he's paying the price. Monk tells me Christians are trading places with homosexuals. Christians have to go into the closet and maintain respect. We can't be who we are. I asked Sergeant Monk why he couldn't keep quiet, knowing that the Obama administration staffed the Pentagon with anti-Christian civilians, why we decided to take a stand for his three teenage sons. Oh, that's what's going on. That's what Todd Starnes is reporting. Is this sermon audio listening audience, members of the Special Operations Command on Fort Bragg, Forces Command, 18th Airborne Corps, 82nd Airborne Division. Is this what you're finding to be the case? Send me an email. I will respect your privacy. I will respect your privacy. I would never communicate your email address or name. patbbc@gmail.com. Pastor@bbc@gmail.com. Hear from you. Thanks for listening and have a great day.